Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, this morning we have news of a tribute to legislation that was championed by the late Congresswoman Louise Slaughter.
Yes, Beth, this was near and dear to her heart. The House of Representatives last week approving a bill which was sponsored by Louise Slaughter's friend, Congressman Paul Tonko of Montgomery County, to rename the so-called Stock Act in honor of Slaughter, the Fairport Democrat who died this past March. The Stock Act, which stands for Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, pushed for passage of that legislation, which Tonko notes prohibits members of Congress and staff from using insider information to benefit themselves. Slaughter's daughter, Robin Slaughter Minerva, says the family is grateful for the honor. She says in the weeks and months to come, she hopes Republicans and Democrats work together to pass additional ethics reforms. Officials breaking ground recently on an expansion at a Wayne County optics manufacturer. The company is Optimax in the town of Ontario. They're building about a $22 million addition, and they're going to add about 59 jobs over the next 5 years. The state is providing a $700,000 grant and up to $1.5 million in tax credits in exchange for the job creation. Also on the expansion front, Owatka Milk Products, they are based in Batavia, announcing the completion of a 20,000-square-foot addition there. As part of that expansion, they nicknamed Project Gator. They are adding about 40 jobs to the current workforce of 440 employees. $2 million in federal funding going to RGRTA, the organization that runs the RTS bus company. They're going to build an environmental science building on East Main Street at their headquarters there in Rochester. It will include charging stations for a fleet of new electric buses. The project cost about $10 million. The building will also use reclaimed water to clean buses to reduce the environmental impact and also have a lower operational costs as well. Earnings week for a couple of local companies. Paychex reporting earnings before the market opens tomorrow. Constellation Brands reports earnings before the market opens on Thursday. And Constellation, by the way, last week naming a new member to its board of directors, Jennifer Daniels. She's an exec with Colgate-Palmolive, and that will increase Constellation's board from 11 to 12 members. There's a leadership change at Writers and Books in Rochester. The organization says Executive Director Kyle Semmel, who's been there for about 3 years, will step down from his position this month. The president of the organization's board says that Semmel and the board mutually agree the change is, as he put it, in the best interest of all parties. Writers and Books founder Joe Flaherty will return as interim director while a selection committee begins a nationwide search for a new executive director. Conduent, the business services company, which has some operations in the Rochester area, announcing it's entered into a definitive agreement to sell a portfolio customer care contract division to Skyview Capital. That's a privately held investment firm in California. This is all part of Conduent's strategy to reposition the company and redeploy its capital on technology investments to grow its core business. Big news on the national front. You'll be hearing more about this, I'm sure, not only during Marketplace, but during NPR News Today on the business side. After less than 2 years and a precipitous decline in the share price at General Electric, John Flannery out as chairman and CEO this morning. He took over for the longtime CEO, Jeff Immelt. That was in June of last year. The company's trying to reestablish its industrial roots. But as Flannery has restructured the multinational conglomerate, its value dipped below $100 billion. In fact, GE shares were down more than 35% this year. And we finish off early this morning with beer, Beth, the Genesee Brewhouse, the dark chocolate Scotch Ale, a two-time award winner now. The beer recently getting a silver medal at the Great American Beer Festival, the biggest type of competition of its type. Earlier this year, they got a gold medal in the World Beer Cup. And they also say the Genesee dark chocolate Scotch Ale earned a silver medal in the chocolate beer style category. They worked with hedonist Artisan Chocolates on this as well.
How do you feel about chocolate beer, Randy? Are you a typical beer guy?
Yes, I am much more, I do like the ales and stuff, but I'm not big on any of the sweet. You know, talk to Mike Black, our program director. He'll try almost anything. I'm more of a straight up, let's have some beer.
My money was on that. Okay. I've known you a long time. Thanks, Randy. That's Randy Gorman with the WXXI Business Report.